Pickaxe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Triforce Podcast. Coming at you through reams of static. Sips, how you doing?
Oh, man. Can we hear you? I'm so sorry. Last week, there was no podcast because my audio was all screwed up.
It was all static.
It was probably the funniest podcast we ever recorded as well. We had a guest and everything. Oh, God.
It was alien, like, intervention, I think. They didn't want to get the word out. You said some things that needed to be silenced.
That's true,
by a governmental agency.
And, I mean, we had that... The Terps was on the podcast. That was the only time he's ever been on it. Only will ever time he will be on it, it's gone. It's
oh
gone.
My
yeah,
god!
That's it. I know. That's his, that was his one chance to shine, and unfortunately,
it's a shame.
So his voice on the podcast like cracked the camera lens of Sips's audio. Yeah, you know what I mean, like
that's how we record audio at Yogg Towers with a camera. That's the one of the issues we have.
I'm using it as a metaphor.
I see.
We use our phones to record. We use the.
But I use my house phone like a landline, so it's not even that good. I just talk to someone and hope they're recording it. Sometimes they forward it on, sometimes nothing. So
you phone a call center and then you get them to record your call and then you phone them back later and you demand that they release that audio to you or you're going to sue
freedom
them.
Of information. Freedom of information.
Oh my God. Who's getting a phone call? Have we already started? You guys need to be better at this. It's someone at the door.
First of all, first of all, it was an alarm telling me to record the Triforce podcast. If you don't, like, that's literally what it was.
So the thing that interrupted our podcast there in the background was...
Yeah, the notification.
A reminder.
We started a little bit late, so this phone is...
Do you have to have, like, emergency phones just in case, like, the school calls and it's like your child has fallen over?
Yeah, of course.
I mean,
I've been called for that exact
have
reason.
You?
Yeah.
What the hell are they going to do if they can't get a hold of you? Like,
they just release the child into the wild.
I mean, they just kick him out onto the street. That's what you get for falling down. Now you got to figure it out.
If it's like three missed calls and then it's like ready for being released
three strikes,
into the wild.
You're literally out of the building.
So I played a game yesterday, which I'm going to sort of talk about on tip and stuff. But it impacted me. Okay. It's called 1 hour, one life, right? It's made by one guy.
Right.
And the idea is that you're basically born, okay, to another player, like another player gives birth to you. And then you're a baby and you're helpless and you can't feed yourself or anything.
Sure.
Over the course of an hour, you grow up and then that's how long your lifespan is, an hour, okay? So you have to like find food and like build shelter. It's a bit like Don't Starve, right? It looks like that, except... everyone's naked and like tribal and you could give birth to more children and try and keep them alive. But it's harrowing and like hard and weird. And
it's like, sounds like a description of my penis actually.
And I don't know, you reminded me of it when you said like just releasing children into the world. Cause that's what it sort of felt a bit like when I was playing this last night.
Well, you know, back in the day, that's what they did, you know, like it's like animals too. After a certain point, you know, without like all the modern technologies and stuff like that, you know, stuff is just ready to go at a certain age. You know, humans takes a little bit longer, but you know, back in like the caveman days, you know, you didn't live with your mom and dad in the cave until you were like 20 because
you
probably died when you were 15 of old age.
They
back
wanted
then.
To keep you out of there because they wanted to get nookie and
so,
stuff.
So everything was like accelerated back then, you know, like at the age of 6, you had to be able to hunt and forage and stuff like that.
Yeah. You had to survive for yourself.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Be
you had
there.
To pull your weight or else
the
cave community would shun you and kick you out. You'd be like Howie Mandel that time when he was raised by wolves.
The cave community.
Walk like a man.
I've got something to tell you guys related to all of this stuff. This is remarkable. I mean, we don't plan these, but God does. And he's set this path for me, set it on a platter. Praise be.
Am I hearing the good news?
Yeah, my Mormon God has finally set the path out for me. Anyway.
Yeah.
So for the last week, Big Mama Flax, my mum, has been in hospital.
Big Mama Flax.
She's been in hospital.
Oh, no.
It's all right. She's okay. She's fine. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it.
I love how his service just went, oh. But that's the thing about old people, right?
Yeah.
It's always, the news you hear about them is always health related.
Of course.
Sad.
Yes, of course. I mean, that's what your life becomes, is battling against your decaying body. So she had something wrong with her throat, and she was retching, and it was pretty bad. They didn't know what it was. And she spent a week in hospital, and they're poking her, they're blood testing, endoscopy. They were going to do a colonoscopy, and she was like, God almighty. But luckily, the endoscopy sorted it. She had like all these scans and everything. They looked after her unbelievably well. So I just wanted to say, when I talked about the NHS a few podcasts ago, and I was very negative.
I think that was last week's, actually, that we lost the audio for. So no, nobody has any context of this whatsoever.
There was actually the Croggy episode. But anyway,
you were worried about the karma.
I just want to say they did right by her. And she was very well looked after, and I respect them for that. So
well, maybe they heard the podcast. They're on best they fucking behavior.
Guys, yeah. I think there's something wrong with the NHS. Maybe we should, you know, fix it. They're like, let's do it in 2 weeks. And they did.
But, you know, they took care of my mom real good. So, it's fine. It's all fine.
They're
so
right with me.
My mom has, this year, she was earlier this year, she got a dog.
Right.
Because, you know, she's on her own, and she wanted some company. So she got a dog.
Big mistake.
This fucking thing is the worst dog I've ever met. Like, I've met a lot of shit dogs, but this dog takes the fucking biscuit.
Is this the dog we've heard about multiple times?
Yes.
The little yappy one, yes, that yapped at your kids and
His name is Chewbacca, right? He's bitten pretty much everyone he's ever met.
Who named him that? Is your mother a big Star Wars fan?
No, rescue dog, right?
Well, she could be.
Rescue
dog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because Star Wars has been going a while.
The emotional baggage that comes with a rescue dog, I don't think it's worth it.
So she got this thing.
It's a warning sign if it's called Chewbacca as well. Yeah, honestly.
I agree.
And it's also a warning if it had to be rescued as well. Rescued from what exactly? Lots of trauma.
Well, no, that's not necessary. Who was rescued from who in this situation?
Yeah, God.
So he was, he's half Pomeranian, half fucking Jack Russell, I think.
Oh,
so
geez.
It's like,
what a mix.
He's the ultimate insane dog. He has little dog syndrome, as they call which is that he thinks he's a fucking Rottweiler and he's in charge. It's like, no, you're like,
is he like Danny DeVito?
Yeah, but not funny or friendly.
I don't know. Is Danny DeVito an alpha male though? No, I wouldn't.
No, he's like a nice guy, right?
Yeah,
So anyway, this dog was a nightmare. My mum couldn't come up to stay because who's going to look after the dog? And she'd have to bring the dog. So she was like, I'll bring him. It'll be fine. It was a disaster. Attacked our cat. I think I've mentioned this before. Attacked the cat, bit me, chased the kids, attacked the kids. I was like, get this fucking animal out of my house. So we finally, she goes back. She hasn't been up to stay for some time. So now she's decided, because she was in hospital for a week, my sister had to look after this fucking mutt, right? And she's looking after it, living at my mum's house. She has to take time off work to help out looking after my mum in the hospital anyway. But she's also had to look after this sodding dog, and it's bitten her multiple times. It's chasing around. She wanted it to go out and do a shit. It refused to go outside. It finally comes inside and just explosive diarrhea all in the hallway. It's like, what the fuck are we doing with this thing? So my mum decided she's going to get rid of it. She's going to give it back to the people that gave her the rescue
dog. That she rescued
dog.
It from.
Well, no, it's like a company or a charity or whatever.
Right.
So it's like, She actually made us sign a piece of paper saying, if you change your mind and you don't want the dog, you have to give it back to us. I assume because they want to get the fee for rehousing or whatever. But at the same time, I said, Mum, you could have just fucking given it to someone and just told this company, yeah, he died. What are they going to do? There's no check. You could say he died and we buried him at sea. They're not going to say, well, let's check the
record.
Yeah,
we gave him a Viking
funeral.
We launched
him out of the torpedo bay in space. He passed away.
He's actually the furthest man-made object from the Earth right now, thank God.
Yeah, we cryogenically froze him, and we've got to wake him up in 100 years.
I just love
years.
The idea that they like sign a piece of paper saying you have to give him back to us. So how is that enforceable? What, are you going to go to the police? He died, actually. I lied. We didn't give him away. He died.
They took you to court and sued you and stuff, and you
they
lost.
They can try it.
Because there's no justice in this world.
Prove he didn't die. You don't have to call up the coroner, get the cops come down, and there's a little tiny dog-shaped chalk line. Yeah, looks like another case of bad dog syndrome, Rob. Well, the chief's going to have my ass in a sling about this one.
This is something you don't hear about, right? You only hear about the other side, right? Like of good boys and, you know, the best boys not being looked after by bad people. You don't hear about bad dogs trying to be looked after by good people.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We don't know if Flax's mum is good, though. Like,
my mum's a very very much an animal lover. She loves dogs.
You know, we're just taking it for granted that she's she might be abusing the crap out of that dog. Who knows?
Don't defame my mother. How dare you?
Well, I don't know her. I mean, it's possible, right?
Look, first of she's my mum, right? So therefore I'm biased. I understand that. But secondly, look, the evidence is here. She made me. How bad can she be?
So what evidence have you collected? Is there some blood spatter? Have you done some science work on this as well?
There was a staircase, and they found some fur.
The dog had multiple lacerations and heavy bruising in his ribs as well. We're not quite sure what happened.
It was an owl.
An owl attacked the dog.
Yeah.
Listen, on the topic of dogs and hating dogs, I want to just make it clear. I don't actually hate dogs. In real life, I think that most dogs are pretty cute. I would stop and cuddle a dog in real life if I saw one and it was cute and friendly and stuff, no problem. When I play Red Dead Redemption 2, though, it's a bit of a running joke, like in my chat and stuff, that I like to kick dogs in the game. So, like, every time I see one, I basically kick the shit out of a dog and oftentimes kill it as well if it doesn't run away or whatever.
I'm disturbed by this information. Well, I was aware of it, but I'm also disturbed.
But this is the thing, though. I mean,
they're wild wolves mostly, right? Or are they pets?
Like, most of them are like border collies. They're like fairly friendly and stuff, and you just trample them with the horse or what. I mean, they're virtual dogs, so who gives a shit, right? It's just, you know, it's in a game.
I don't buy that argument. Would you kill a virtual representation of your father?
I mean, the thing is, there's probably people in that game that look like my dad, and I've killed countless
Is he one of the guys that falls asleep on the table in the saloon?
I walked into a shack the other day and blew away a granny sitting in a rocking chair with a shotgun.
Chat was just like, whatever.
And then I walked outside and kicked a dog, and there was a meltdown. How can you kick a dog? I just killed a granny. What are you talking about? Like,
honestly, if it triggered chat, I would do it. If it triggered people, I'd do it. But.
Yeah, well, it's part of the joke, right? Like, it is funny seeing people's reactions to stuff, and it's just a fucking video game. I mean, people are branding me as some sort of psycho, and I think it's unfair. I mean, in a game where you can't get to the end of that game without killing about 10,000, you know, stormtroopers or men.
It's a Rockstar game, right? Imagine, it's like GTA.
So we're saying that we value dogs over hillbillies? Is that?
We're setting up for like a game of GTA, and I just casually, we play GTA all the time on the main channel, right? And I casually like load up GTA before I do a session, and I'm just driving around doing stuff. And I am like a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
I walk up to a car, I pull the guy out, you know, I fucking stamp on him or whatever, get in his car, run over a fucking pedestrian, shoot a guy through the head, steal his car.
Do that thing where you just drive on the sidewalk and plow through every pedestrian in
city. Now I'm telling you the story, though. Yeah. It makes you sound like a fucking, like I'm some sort of psychopath. But that is like, to me, that is like not even...
It doesn't even register on the
threat meter.
You've done it a million times, so it's
I think because Red Dead is newer and more realistic and more sort of slow paced and different. It feels, it feels fresher and slightly more new and risque. Like for example, I played this shit game yesterday, and where, you know, so I was born to
was
this.
Was it Fallout 76?
No, so I was born to this woman, right? And I was like a bawling baby. It's the same game, 1 hour, one life, right?
Right.
And she was like, she names you, right, as you're born. And so she said, like, you are Hope. And I was like, oh my God, my name's Hope. And when you're a baby, you can only like type one letter.
Right.
So I type out like M-U-M, and then I type out like L-O-V-E. And she's like, oh, anyway, she like breastfeeds me as a baby, right? Because I can't do it.
Yes,
I don't starve, but... But you can't like do anything. You grow up, and she like comes and looks after you, and puts you by the fire and stuff, keeps you warm and stuff.
How am
anyway.
I the psycho for kicking dogs when you're playing this game? Sounds
anyway,
ridiculous.
Sick. It took like 2 minutes to get to this stage, right? And so then I start feeding for myself, I start eating berries, and I start doing stuff. Anyway,
is this a new place for hot couples to meet?
It's just me and my mum there, and my gran. Okay,
yeah.
And she gives birth to another baby. And that baby like grows up a little bit to my little sister, and what happens is like a fucking like
what happens is a fucking that's a bit weird too. I
okay,
mean,
a bear caves nearby, and the bear like savages my mum. Okay, and so she bleeds to death.
Okay, so it's just me, my gran, and my sister.
Right.
And my little sister, now mum's dead, granny can't, like, breastfeed her, so she dies of starvation, okay? And it's just me and gran. And so gran is like, I'm going to die
soon. You're gonna have to fuck me, boy, if we need more
with its magical means.
Gran's like, I'm gonna have to die soon. I'm so sorry, you're such a beautiful boy, or whatever. And then she's like, "Go, you're gonna have to go find a tribe for yourself." And then she died. So I fucking ran off into the wilderness. And this is only, all of this has happened in like fucking 10 minutes, right?
But is
right.
this I've other like, people are playing these other...
These are other players, yeah. So other players were my mum, my gran, and
fucking
the baby.
Ridiculous. What a game. Okay. That sounds crazy.
Is it on PC?
What a fucking... This is on PC. It's like £10. Made by a single man. It looks like crap, but it's fucking
man.
Hilarious.
A single man made yeah. this game. Made
exactly.
by a single man.
And I fucking... Well, so I started running, okay? And I want to tell you that... I found a tribe and I fucking set up and I found a woman and we like had a baby together and we grew up that baby. I ran for like 2 minutes and a wolf just like fucking bit me on the heel.
That sounds about right.
And I slowly fucking bled to death and I didn't see anyone else and it was like just horrible. But
I'm getting this game. Is it on Steam?
It's on Steam, yeah. It's dumb as fuck and it's so fucking funny.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Man, it's fucking funny as fuck.
Oh, it looks absolutely whack.
But me telling you these stories, some games, right? You tell people what you did in the game, and it's like listening to the most boring shit you've ever fucking heard in your life. Like, they're like,
there's certain games like that, right? Dwarf Fortress is like that. Like,
so I was playing Dota, and I went top lane on Phantom Assassin. And there was this fucking noob on the off lane, and he was shit. But we did it without him. You know, it's like, I don't know, I don't care about your Dota game where you overcame the odds. You know,
hey, whereas one of those
if you're telling
yesterday.
Someone about Red Dead and you said that you kicked a dog, you know, that is like gonna fucking set everyone off. Because I remember telling you guys about this before, but like, I saw one of those things where it was what like an AI wants to make decisions or if it's driving a car, whether it should swerve or not, right? And people were sort of programming this thing by choosing their own morality, right? And so many people would be like, you know, would you swerve to like avoid a granny if you hit a dog, right? And people would be like, save the dog. The granny's had a good life. You know, she doesn't
crazy.
Need to be around anymore. It was nuts. It was absolutely nuts what people would pick. Sometimes people would even pick like a granny over like a fucking woman with a baby in a pushchair. It was mental.
This is why the machines cannot take over soon enough.
And not only that, this is why you should never poll the public for their opinion because
this world is
filled with fucking idiots. It's crazy.
Oh God.
Just look at any public polling that's ever taken place to elect somebody or vote for Brexit or whatever. People have proven time and time again that they're fucking stupid and hopeless and useless. Like, the whole world round. It's crazy. I don't know why they keep doing it.
I think I'm an asshole. I mean, I hate...
We're all assholes in our own unique ways, but...
I hate kids, right? I can't stand them. They're so annoying.
It's because you don't have
like,
any.
It's because they don't
like
have
the
one,
the worst.
Yeah.
Anytime I have to spend any time with
right,
anyone
you know,
on the
The thing
15,
is,
I'm like,
the same. I can't stand other people's kids as well. I think they're the worst. But when
you'd
you
like
have
mine.
Your own.
Mine are awesome.
Yeah,
I love mine.
Your own are great, but everyone else's can just fuck right off. Like, I have no time for them at all, but...
Let the cars run over other people's kids.
Yeah,
and
that's
dogs
yeah,
but
it's weird.
And grandmothers,
but
not mine.
Random.
Is the fucking
I have
public
a divine
ball.
Bubble around my whole family, and everyone else can get ran over.
I think
my
it's
cars
like your
fine.
Friend's kids are okay. Because they're like well enough, I don't know, but random kids and random people are just, you can see why like people aren't very kind to other people sometimes.
It's,
you know?
A, it's the old story though, you only really notice the, if you're out and about, you're not right, really noticing most people. Like you're surrounded by people all the time. Most of them you just walk past them or they're on the train, you don't notice. You notice the assholes.
Yeah, you notice the people who like, out. Who... send out a memo in the morning to say that they're going to be unleashing themselves on the world and not queue properly and be really shitty to everybody and honk
just
their
hateful,
horn. And you know those
people.
Guys that drive motorcycles and scooters who just think that, you know, the rules don't apply to them and they could just fucking swerve in between all the traffic and get to the front of the lights and stuff? I mean, Fuck me. What hope is there for this world when people like that exist? It's crazy.
The other day I was crossing the zebra crossing near me, and I was standing there waiting to cross, and a car goes, I see him look at me, and he goes straight across and sort of checks his rearview mirror to see if I'm flipping him off, and of course I am. And then as I go to step out, a motorcycle comes, and he looks at me and goes straight over. And then I start to cross, and another car, you know the way it's two lanes, right? The other car going the other way, he fucking goes across, and I literally shouted, "What are you all doing?" Like, I just couldn't believe it. It was like this collective, what is happening? I just could not believe it. And nobody paid me any attention.
No,
so I probably
not.
Stood out in some people's minds. I saw this crazy guy shouting on the zebra crossing the other day. I'm the crazy guy in this story. I'm the sane one in this story. Everybody ignoring the massive zebra crossing. I was like, what are you all doing? Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is a fucking conspiracy?
We live in a society!
We live in a society! Yeah. But I see it, like, it made me think for some weird reason last night when I was thinking about Triforce. I was thinking about the old flat earthers who still pop up in my Twitter feed because I follow a few accounts that make fun of them and stuff. And you still see flat earth videos on YouTube. If you ever watch a couple of flat earth videos on YouTube, YouTube thinks you're a flat earther and recommends a shitload of them to you.
I want to understand this. Why? So what are the arguments for this? Because it seems crazy to me that anybody could not be trolling and believe that.
Well, this is exactly that's exactly it, Sips, right? Okay, I assume any idiotic thing I hear anywhere is trolling. I just automatically, my brain is like, okay, you're trolling.
Yeah, yeah, like I feel like internet culture exists like way beyond the internet. Like I'm the same. Like if somebody says something really fucking stupid, I'm like, he's trolling for sure.
But the thing is, like, I sort of have to though. It almost restores my faith in humanity, right? Because trolling is quite good, right? It's quite smart. It's quite funny. I like it. And so I assume that all these people who watch these flat earth videos, even the people who make them themselves, are just very elaborate trolls.
No, they're not.
And I'm sure a couple of them are actually idiots.
Lot of them really believe it, dude.
I really feel like there's no middle ground. I feel like it's like, on a sliding scale, it's like absolutely stupid, idiots, and then it goes a crossover to troll. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's a...
If it's not trolling, it's got to be a byproduct of, like, some really massive narcissism, though. Like, to think that you somehow have figured out something that nobody else knows or believes.
That's
or whatever.
That's a big part of it. I mean, I've read about this a lot, right? And I think I'm pretty sure it's a Triforce fucking catchphrase at this point, but I'm pretty sure we spoke about this before. But anyway, I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep talking about it because I'm obsessed with it. So
okay.
There's a few different subsects of flat earthers. There's the religious, like the absolute super religious. It's said in the Bible that God laid the earth on the pillars of the earth. So they literally think there are pillars holding up a big flat plate because you couldn't put a ball on pillars. We'd see the pillars, right?
Okay.
So those guys are like Bible literalists. And those guys, they're not even funny. It's just kind of sad. And then you've got the conspiracy nuts. So all this flat earth stuff comes out of 9/11 conspiracy theorists.
Of course it does. Every conspiracy is born in 9/11, pretty much.
It really was like...
We said this before, though, as well. Like, conspiracy theorists are more likely to believe in other conspiracies, even if they're counteracting.
Because it has many of the same actors as they see it, right?
If you believe that Bush did 9/11, you're more likely to also believe that the Jews did 9/11.
Exactly. Despite the fact that the Earth is fine, all this stuff. So there's an awful lot of people that are not religious. They're not religious at all. They don't even refer to the Bible. They think that there's science behind this whole flat earth thing. Because they don't understand that stuff that you can see with your naked eye is not necessarily the truth, right? So for example, when you look at the sky and you see a cloud and you can see, you know the way you see rays of sunlight sometimes coming from when the sun is occluded by a cloud? You can literally see the rays and they're very divergent, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're saying this must mean the sun is really close, because otherwise the sun would all be coming in the same direction if it's that far away. It must be much closer in order to spread the sunlight in that sort of divergent pattern. It's not true. It's just an optical illusion. If you have parallel lines, and you can do this yourself at home, get three sticks, tape them together and hold them pointing right at your face, and you'll notice that the ones either side look like they're coming out at a wacky angle. It's just the way optics works. It's just a weird trick of the eye, but they are absolutely parallel. It's just the way it appears. So they're taking, the Earth looks flat, therefore it must be flat, as like the biggest foundation of flat Earthers, is they take all these pictures of the Earth looking pretty flat, which it does because it's so fucking big, and they say the Earth is flat. But then they expand upon that to, obviously, I mean, we all know the moon landings are faked, right, guys? Because that's like another part of the conspiracy. NASA's in on it.
Yeah.
So my biggest question to them is, right, first of all, I watched a really good video about the fact that it would have been harder to fake the moon landings than to actually do it because of the fact that they did this huge, long live TV broadcast in the 60s. And they didn't have the capacity back then to actually film something and run it that long without changing reels. Like, film in those days, you had to change the reel as the, you know, it gave you a certain amount of time per reel.
Yeah.
And the other problem is that it was all supposedly shot in slow motion, because, of course, you can see them slow-mo jumping around on the moon, so you're going to need even more film. So this guy describes what kind of camera equipment they had, what kind of video recording equipment they had, and, you know, how you would have had to splice the film, and it would have had to been perfect, like not a single scratch or hair. You couldn't have had a flicker. You couldn't have had the join in the movies would have to be perfectly concealed and all this stuff. And it would have been almost, like, literally impossible given the technology of the time, whereas going to the moon actually wasn't impossible. And that was quite interesting. But they don't believe that anyway. So my questions to them are as follows. First of all, who's involved in this conspiracy? Think about it.
Yeah.
Everyone going back hundreds of years, because sailors navigated the world. They all have to be on it, right? All map makers throughout history, all scientists throughout history who have said and demonstrated that the Earth is a globe, they're all in on it. And why? Because NASA wants to take taxpayers' money from US citizens, I think, is one of the biggest things that they're saying. NASA, right. Whose funding has fallen year on year since the space race, and is so powerful, Lewis, that at this point they control not just NASA, but every space agency in the world, even rival countries that would love to show the Americans up as liars. Russia, during the space race, even said, yeah, you did it. Like, who's involved in this? Such a huge conspiracy.
Well, listen, I think it's more of a problem of, like, a psychological problem, right? Of people who have had no fucking education, okay? No education to the point where they can rationally think scientifically at all, right? Just being stubborn. And they want to believe.
I think it comes down a lot to there being no consequence to them believing in something so stupid as well. Like, it, you know what I mean? It, like,
you
maybe
like
they think it makes
idiot.
Them interesting or something.
But they have true. They have
if
conferences.
You were,
they go
if you
to
were
conventions
fucking,
about it.
Well, yeah, no, but it's like,
but there's no consequences. No,
there is, because like, if I hear you're a flat earther, I don't want to fucking know you anymore. Why aren't people doing that? If you have a flat earther in your life, disown them, shame them, get rid of them. They're fucking morons.
Yeah, but
don't
what
surround
if,
yourself.
What if
with
there's more
like
to
that?
It though? What if they take on this role and they put out this information and stuff and they go to their seminars and conferences and stuff? And what if, like, massive plot twist, a couple of years down the line, they realize that this was a place where, like, all the major cartels were, like, doing deals and, like, dealing drugs and stuff, but, like, all under the guise in the front
oh
of
God.
This, like, fucking insane society of people
be, like,
that nobody wanted to bother
it.
With because they're all just such fucking Looney Tunes.
And it's because they're harmless, right? It's not like they believe that, like, the aliens are behind the moon and they all have to drink the fucking poison to, like, kill themselves. It's not like they're a suicide cult.
There's got to be more to it, right? I say they should be investigated. Like, I bet you they'll find some shit there, like, big time. They've got to be hiding something.
This is the thing. If you got, like, some kind of government agency to investigate them, they would think that that's validation for what they think. Like, see, the government's onto us. They know that we know too much. And they get, like, it's a growing movement. And it does worry me because it's anti-science, it's anti-reason, and it's pro, I watched a video on YouTube, so now I know the truth. Like, they always say, do some research. They literally just look on YouTube and there's some fucking idiot lying to them and claiming the Earth is flat and doing this guy did this experiment. I call it an experiment. He put a camera on the end of a gatepost and swung it around. It's quite a popular one. You can watch it. It's hilarious. I don't know what he's trying to prove. But they
well,
think...
everybody's a genius nowadays because they read Wikipedia, right? Like, you don't have to have any skills or expertise in any field anymore. You can just go on the internet and say that you do, and people will believe you. That you say whatever you like. There's, you know, there's no consequence to it whatsoever. It's crazy.
No,
but it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, honestly, PFLAX, this isn't the first time it's happened. Like, I'm pretty sure a while back. There was this guy going around saying that this guy in the sky with a big gray beard had sex with a woman, but he was like a ghost man or something, and he could see everyone all the time, and he knew everything that everyone did. And one of these men was his son, and he was just like a virgin birth, and he kind of preached all this stuff about being good to each other, and, you know, there was no evidence for it, but a lot of people picked up on it. And, you know, there were a lot of wars fought over it, and a lot of people have died. I think it's still sticking around today.
Are you talking about Santa Claus, right?
Yes, yeah. That's the one. Yeah, because the elves were his
children. A couple of people didn't get their presents. They got really mad.
But there was a government investigation into it, and, you know, that only caused more, you know. Big corporations getting involved, like, to hide the profits, like, you know, big Coca-Cola, you know, they're involved.
Yeah, Coca-Cola is the root of all evil.
Big Coke
for sure.
Is in on it.
It's yeah. Santa. It's the myth.
I don't know.
It just
worries me because I could know someone and be friends with them, and they suddenly say to me, "Hey, how about that flat Earth? Huh? Pretty interesting." And I'm just, I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I'm worried that it's going to become a thing and that there's going to be a fucking...
If it was somebody I knew, I would definitely just think they were trolling. Like, I would just brush it off. I wouldn't
well, you would
be
assume
slightly
so,
worried.
But I've known people, friends of mine, who suddenly started telling me that 9/11 was an inside job in all seriousness. And I'm just thinking, who are you? Like, how desperate are you to be in on something?
I mean, it's
one of
those things where, like,
the isolation of the internet has led to this being a place to feel like you belong and you're in the club and you understand.
Yeah.
And you and your buddies are the only ones who are out there. They've got to spread the truth.
I have all this information. I know all of the conspiracies. And you know what? I'm going to do nothing about it. I'm going to make no impact on this whatsoever, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to know.
But then you have stuff like that guy. Do you remember Pizzagate? You remember Pizzagate, this thing where fucking InfoWars, which is an appalling website, and they call themselves a news source, but I think, but they're not. They said that there was this pizza parlor in Washington that was like the epicenter of this pedophile ring that all the politicians were in on, and it was like satanic and all the rest of it. The problem is this fucking guy went in there with an assault rifle and shot the place up, and he was like threatening to kill people, and he was there to uncover the pedo ring and rescue the kids. This is dangerous stuff. People
yeah, it
out
is.
There
that's,
believe
that's where
these
it, yeah,
things.
Yeah, it crosses over and gets pretty
and
dangerous.
I just think it is dangerous to fill people's heads with this junk. And for it to just go untested is, oh, they're just a bunch of kooks. That's how all this shit starts. And I'm really fearful that this kind of shit, if there's that many people out there that can be conned by this, where does it end? It's going to get worse.
I agree. Like, listen, it's like anti-vaxxing, right? We should get all the anti-vaxxers together and make them live in a community. And then what the hell happen is some horrible diseases will get out and just kill them all, right? We need to seed, okay? We need to seed the conspiracy theories.
You've got to teach them by example.
Okay? What we need to do is we need to tell the flat earthers that if they fucking jump really high, okay, or if they hang themselves upside down, I don't know, for like 10 minutes a day.
Put them on a forced march to the edge of the world and let's see, because it's got to end
push
somewhere
them
right
off.
So you
no
just,
they like, believe it ends in a big ice wall,
right?
And I'm not joking, this is part of it. It keeps the water from falling over the edge, because they also get this, don't believe in gravity, right?
Yeah,
so there's this huge ice wall, and if you try to approach it, and this is all from fucking verbatim from them, I'm not making this up. And I quote, the UN will turn you back with their vast fleet of ships.
Right.
So someone calculated how many ships you would need to patrol the edge of the Earth. And it's like thousands and thousands and thousands of ships.
Does the UN even have any ships?
No, of course it doesn't fucking have 10,000 ships or however many you'd need.
Why do these people not have anything better to do with their time? How do they have so much time?
But think of this, you'd need everyone that's working on those ships, all the crews, all the captains, and when they die or retire, you need to replace them. How do you advertise for that?
Yeah.
The UN needs people for a top secret project, and if you ever breathe a word of it, we'll kill you.
For the ice wall blockade.
It's just incredible that they honestly think that anyone could do this in the world throughout history.
So as I said, right, I think we need to just not, we don't need to round them up or do anything like that, because that's crazy. That won't convince them. What we need to do is we need to just insidiously seed into their theories, even bonkersy things, like that they believe that, like if it was like, I don't know, like, thing is, like, even if this happened in caveman times, right, and all the one tribe got the idea that, you know, these specific berries would make you have a bigger dick, right, or bigger erection or whatever, then people would be fucking cramming those berries down and that idea would spread.
What are these berries called?
Get a pencil and a piece of paper here. Hang on a second.
Called them the dick berries.
You didn't specify the name of the berries. I just wanted to double check to... I'll go on a fact-checking exercise.
You might know
after
them
the
as
podcast.
Deadly Nightshade.
Deadly Nightshade. Okay.
So go if you grab... If you have to swallow like a whole load of them at once, okay? Right. And if you feel a bit sick or anything, just make sure you just hold that, force that down.
Just jerk off.
Because that means it's kicking
some
in.
Some guy dying of deadly nightshade poisoning and masturbating in a cave somewhere right now.
Can you imagine? Wanted a bigger dick.
My dick is too small.
Can you imagine the archaeologists fucking digging that up? It's like, today we're investigating an old tomb found when from caveman times. It appears that all the men of the tribe jerked themselves off to death while simultaneously dying of deadly nightshade poisoning. They've also drawn on the wall these primitive cave paintings that show that the earth is in fact flat, in their opinion.
And the edge is blocked by a wall of ice and thousands of seaborne vessels. What's the point, though? Like that's the thing. If it's a conspiracy theory, usually it comes back to some sort of profit or something, right? Where's the money in blockading an ice wall?
As I understand it, it's because NASA is stealing taxpayers' dollars, right? So they're all in on the con, which is like, again, I go back to the fact that other space agencies around the world would all have to be in on this, and none of them would ever have spoken about it, because there's never anyone or any evidence that this is a thing, but they still believe it, right? So that's part one. Part two, like I said, is religious people who think that this is a satanic plot, and all these Satanists out there are keeping the secret. Because obviously, if the Earth was a fucking plate on some pillars, we'd all suddenly say, well, I guess there is a God, because this is fucking bonkers and doesn't make any sense. So they're trying to keep the word of God like suppressed by saying the earth is a globe, and because the Bible doesn't mention that, it would prove the Bible wrong. Even though the Bible barely mentions the fucking shape of the planet. God, there's the door! Fuck me!
Fuck, I'd love it if they just dug really, really deep into the earth and they unleashed some sort of like... terror from the deep. Like, there's just, it turns out all this time there's this massive fucking snake living in the center of the earth, just waiting to be like, you know, let out of its prison or whatever. And man, people would be so shocked, wouldn't they? Because like all this stuff that we think we know about like life and the universe and planets and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden just a gigantic banner in the works, like, what is this big fucking snake? And it wants to like devour all of humanity and stuff, and nobody saw it coming. I mean, part of me hopes that happens someday, but the other part of me obviously thinks, you know, let's leave that buried evil buried forever, because I don't want to die like from that. I just want to get old and die naturally, sort of thing, you know?
Right, rather than be killed by a giant snake
dormant evil snake. It's huge too, like I'm talking like the biggest snake you've ever seen, sort of thing.
Like a terrifying lava snake. Well, how big is it?
Like huge, like, you know, it coils around like the core of the earth. That's where it gets its power from.
Holy shit. So yeah. like
heat power,
like,
yeah.
Miles in size.
Yeah, oh yeah, huge, yeah.
Okay.
But nobody knows. You know, everybody's like, oh, there's flat, and oh, nobody went to the moon, and nah, there's no life outside the solar system, and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, bam,
gigantic lava snake that just lives in the center of the earth and nobody saw it coming.
Fuck, I'd believe that.
So many conspiracy theories and stuff, right?
What's its name? Has it got a name?
Steve.
Gary.
Stephen Gary. Gary the Stephen Gary.
Gary the snake. Gary the snake.
So, like, lava snake. Just want to say hi.
Hey, I've been dormant for quite some time, but
now I'm back. I'm gonna
ready
kick
to
ass.
Wreak havoc across the world and fuck your conspiracy theories as well. I bet you never saw me coming.
How deep do you think that a hole has ever been drilled?
Oh, isn't it like 10 kilometers or something like that?
Jesus.
Yeah, it's 7.5 miles deep. So I guess it's about 10 kilometers.
I think it's in Russia. They drilled really deep.
Well, right? I thank all those people for their service because that is not my journey. Man, I do not. One of my worst fears is getting caught in a mine in a cave.
Oh, man, same. Like,
they didn't fucking do it themselves. They didn't, like, go down there and dig it out like Minecraft.
No, it was like a
borehole,
right?
It was done by a machine. Right? But carry on, Sips.
Well, did you think
somebody
they sent
had to be
down
there at
there?
Some
no,
point.
No, well, down there.
What's the? Well, I guess the pressure down there is going to be so fucking high,
I
too,
think
right?
It's the heat,
yeah,
actually.
It's fucking
it gets
boiling.
Quite hot down there as well. Yeah.
So do you think? Okay, here's a question, P-Flex. Do you think this is a conspiracy that there are any people who actually believe in conspiracies, or is it just angry people who are watching all those YouTube videos? Because you see these YouTube videos with hundreds and hundreds of likes. Is it just like one or two people, like you know, and hundreds of thousands of angry people watching them?
No, I don't. I don't think it's necessarily angry people. An awful lot of people are angry. If the only factor that joined them all together was they're angry, then maybe. But I mean, that
so who's
doesn't
it also
cover it.
Who's more angry, right? Because angry nutcases who believe in flat earth and nightshade dickberries, those kind of nutcases are very angry about their belief. Okay, they're not like quietly, secretly, they're very shouty.
Why? Because
right?
They think they've been duped. Is that why they're angry?
I don't know, but it's weird, isn't it? So are there lots of people who believe in these things that quietly believe
in
them?
Yeah, they're not, like, furious. I mean, you're not seeing protests saying, we want the truth now, outside the fucking White House and everything. It's like they're not
organized,
angry
people. Well, they don't need the truth. They already hold the truth, right? So they
right,
don't.
But if you held the truth, Sips, to something like that.
Cockberries.
And you were really serious about it. Wouldn't you be an organized movement that gets together, like Occupy Wall Street or something?
No,
and goes,
I would have something to give a shit in the first place.
Right, I'm like saying not you, obviously. I mean, you never would, but I'm saying like a regular person, right? That would go
you
out. Yeah, Sips isn't a protest.
If you found
on
the secret to ultimate cockberries, you wouldn't tell anyone. You'd keep that secret.
You'd be like, huh, interesting. Kind of cool. Kind
of
cool.
That's well, I'll make
cool
use of these.
I'm gonna go kick a dog. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll blow a guy's head off right after, but the dog kicking, obviously the bad one.
Jesus Christ.
Don't kick a dog! Yeah, that's weird, actually. I blew a dude's head off with a shotgun. Yeah. We all just went, oh, that's gross. But yeah, I'm sure when I killed my horse by mistake, everybody was furious.
I drowned mine by mistake.
Yeah, that was funny you told me that.
Oh, fuck. It turns out Jesus that horses Christ don't go over waterfalls very well.
Well, I think that's just something you experience, isn't it?
Well, I think that's just part of growing up, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
He didn't seem to mind. He was, like, fully compliant all the way to the end. He was just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a good horse.
We're doing this?
He trusted you.
I trust you. Kind of hit a log on the way down.
You know, I was watching Georgia, you know, G-Star Games?
Yeah, yeah,
she posted a clip where she's riding her horse through the train station. It's the kind of stupid shit I do. Ride the horse places. You're obviously not meant to ride the horse. She hits a bunch of, like, boxes, and she goes over the edge of the horse, and I think, oh, here we go. And a train was passing at that exact moment. It just fucking took her out. It's just like, I love the idea of crashing. Crashing in Red Dead you can feel it in your bones. Like when you hit a tree real good, you're like, grr, and your horse goes sliding down.
I think that my new horse, since the drowned horse, my new horse seems to crash a whole lot more. I don't know. Like some of them seem clumsier than others somehow.
I think
like,
it's the...
I never had these problems with my other
horse. What
kind
of horse
is it? I don't know. It just... The game, I think, felt bad for me and randomly gave me a horse that I haven't even stabled yet or anything.
If you get the horses that have the twitchy kind of like racing handling and stuff, you crash a lot more because they turn real quick and it's easy to bash into something. Equally, the really slow horses can't respond in time. That's why you got to use the drift move.
The drift move.
The drift
move
is sick. I'm drifting drift through crowds in Saint Denis, and then obviously you run over a dog and everybody starts shooting you.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they go nuts about that. They love dogs. That puppy, what a boy! So are you gonna give him back? I mean, Chewbacca. Like, does that mean that Chewbacca is now going to be picked up by some other family and torment them and ruin their life?
Quite honestly, lied to, because not by us, but by these people that handle this dog, because they told my mum. Very good with kids, great with other pets. He's a real family pet. He's fantastic.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to go to this new family, and he's going to just be the new family are going to be like, oh, he's the best dog. He's so good. He's never bitten anybody, and he never barks, and he always shits outside and stuff. And just to make you feel like an asshole, like
he's going to be awarded dog of the year.
That's the real conspiracy in this world, isn't it? It's like other people's like perceptions and opinions. Conflicting with your own experiences and making you feel like some sort of asshole, right? That's
ladies that's and gentlemen, your dog of the year, Chewbacca. He's such a good boy.
Your whole family just sitting there with
open mouth.
Mouths what? Wide open.
What?
He's had a hard life. His last owners were frightful old woman. She would beat him daily and feed him naught but gruel and ground up rocks and dickberries, whatever they are. Yeah, no, he's a piece of shit. And I mean, I feel bad for him because he's not had the best of starts. Not because he's never been mistreated. It's just that everyone that had him realized he was an asshole and moved him on. And I feel bad in a way that he's just a shit dog. But you have to ask the question, what is a pet if it makes you feel bad? And your life has to be structured around how awful this animal is. And the things you want to do with your remaining years, because my mum's getting on, is spend time with her grandkids and come and see us. Not have to worry about this miserable fucking dog.
Okay, well, listen to this, right? So first of all, like 50% of the fucking like fauna or whatever on Earth has been like made extinct since like every year. So it's really, the statistics on us making stuff extinct on Earth is nuts. We're killing animals by the boatload every fucking day, right? Just and everyone's cool with it, right? Yeah. Well, some people aren't cool with it. I'm not cool with it. But
don't
seems
kick
like
a
the governments and most of the regulations of they're cool with it, right? They're cool with just killing loads of all sorts of different animals, birds and cats and wild shit, anything that's out there in nature is fair game. On the rest, on the other side of the scale, everything else, all the other animals, we're fucking eating them. We're breeding them in tiny little pens over and over again, feeding them like fucking often themselves, like you know, a lot of the time we were grinding up dead fucking bits of the animals that we ate and feeding them back to the animals. That's how we got like BSE. That's a relatively recent thing. I was looking at the fucking fish food for Duncan's Fish. Fish food's made of fucking fish.
Really?
Are they okay with that? I don't know.
Well,
like,
fish kind of tend to eat like other fish.
Yeah, they do eat
each
other, right?
Yeah.
That's a fucking liability waiting to happen. I don't know.
I'm
sure that's
fine.
What
are you going to feed a whale in captivity? Other fish,
there
you have to,
whales
right?
in captivity.
No, I'm just hypothetically. I'm saying
also,
hypothetically.
So,
that's a big tank.
So that's second thing, we're farming
well,
like
fuck,
like,
they did it in Star Trek, Flax.
Something like
you got it on a spaceship.
They did.
Some like insane amount of land on Earth is like handed over to breeding cows. Like something like 40% of the US land is for raising animals that we're gonna kill, okay?
Yeah.
And then they're producing huge amounts of greenhouse gases and stuff because everyone's eating meat and everyone has to have meat for every meal.
Not
and,
huge
and meat
amounts.
Meat.
Like,
number
like
three, obviously
big, but...
zoos. So we're putting the rest of the fucking animals in zoos to look at and stare at in tiny cages sometimes. You know, some of these other countries, I went to some places when I was away in Japan, and it was like, man, it was like super cruel looking at some of these situations, and I was really upset by some of the stuff I saw. And it's pretty bad in some countries. I'm sure it is, and I'm sure it's good like in some countries and stuff. I'm sure it's balanced. Anyway, that's the third thing we do with animals. The fourth thing we do with animals is we're keeping them as pets and we're breeding them until they're more mutated and messed up and can't breathe properly. Like bulldogs and other things, they're so inbred and messed up that they can't function on their own, right? These animals that we have as pets, you can't release them into the wild because they can't live out there. They're not native anymore. They're not foxes or wolves or, you know, whatever they used to be. They're like the bird, even birds, like, you know, a lot of the time they won't even like try and fly away because they can't live. Or if they did escape from a cage, they just die instantly. You can't like just release a parrot out the window. It'll fucking get killed.
And then the icing on the cake is that we also create pornography with them in small amounts. So literally actually fucking them from every angle.
So, okay, in the broadest scheme of things, if the very least they can do is like is like fucking be nice to you and your pet that you're having that you've mutated and grown in your fucking house. I mean, sure, he probably wants to get you back for a start, right? He's like thinking, look at what you've done. I'm sick of it. He's given you a horrible time. He's thinking, Joe, you want me to be nice to you?
Like that.
After all this, I'm not going to be nice to you. I'm going to be a little bitch. I'm going to be a little cunt.
You're humanizing the dog. They don't think like that. They don't want. They just want to eat and go for walkies.
Yeah, well, I think he knows that.
So okay. And so let's just round that off. But by saying, how about why is it so bad if you had that dog put down at the first sight of him being a little cunt? You were like, hey, dog. Do you know what? Fuck you. Bam. Here's a little injection. You're dead. I'll fucking throw you in the bin.
Man, nobody wants to shoulder that responsibility. How do you tell your kids that?
I'll fucking do it.
I realize how awful that sounds.
We killed the dog.
Okay, I realize how awful that sounds, but we're eating animals all the time. You're probably listening to this eating a fucking ham sandwich, right? Like, I mean, we're doing all sorts of horrible stuff to animals across the world. You know, why not? Like,
yeah,
if he's being a little
bitch.
What's
one more horrible thing? Just fucking kick it to death. Just kick it to death. Who cares?
Yeah, and if you can't do it in real life, there's a game called Red Dead Redemption 2, which will allow you to
fulfill
do that.
Fulfill all your dog-kicking fantasies.
Literally fill your boots right up to the brim with that.
It is weird, but that's morality, isn't it? That's the way people make moral judgments, because it's like, yeah, all right, there's all kinds of massive, horrible shit going on, but you still got to mind your corner. Like,
we have to start somewhere with fixing this stuff, and it starts at home, right? It starts at, like, you know, figuring out what is wrong with this dog.
It starts with this podcast.
You're making like three arguments at once. One, something must be done to save the animals. Two, who really cares about this animal, though? And three, Pyrion should kill this animal.
I'm making three arguments at once because it's a complex thing.
Yeah, who cares about
badgers?
Yeah,
but you've made it complex. You've made it complex.
I'm a complex person. This is the kind of stuff I like, having balanced arguments on both
sides.
It's
not balanced on both sides if you're making both sides as part of one argument. It doesn't make sense. You're saying
what's one more
we've got to save the animals. These poor animals.
What's one more dog dead?
One more dead dog. It's a bad argument.
Oh, God.
Bring him over here. I'll kick him for you.
I'm Lewis Bridley. I'm representing both pro and con at the same time. This may be a confusing argument for some of you, but it has to be made. Now, listen up.
I'm right in the middle. I'm for and against dog killing. Turns
out there's not enough space.
Plenty
you
want to
save your grands?
Side.
Kill dogs. Kill dogs. Save grands. Kill dogs.
He's an animal rights centrist, basically.
He's
on the
quite.
Fence.
Can't quite come
would
in.
You, what would you have picked the dog or the gran in the AI driving thing, P-Flax?
Save the fucking human being.
Yeah, the human being must be saved every time.
If a dog, I mean, what I put it down to is this. If an animal dies, it's sad, right? It's sad, unless it's delicious, in which case that's a good thing. But
it's happy.
If you are honestly saying that you would, people are horrible, I'd rather kill people. You're an example of why people are horrible. You're killing a complete stranger to save an animal that's going to live 10 years.
What
and when it's gone, the only people that will miss it will be its owners. This grandmother has a legacy.
What if that granny has, like, a chronic condition, okay? She's crossing the road and she's
I don't care if she has an hour to live. She deserves that hour more than the dog.
No. Listen, hear me out.
I've heard you out.
For years now, she's just been battling. She's just had this chronic pain in her wherever. Like, she's got a sore pussy. She's just like...
I knew you were going to say that.
I can't.
I knew the pussy was going to come
every
out.
Every single day is a living hell for me. But I still have to go and I have to go to the grocery store, and she's walking across the street and out of the corner of her eye.
And she pauses there because she's
hoping
a truck will hit her.
And she's like, and for a very brief, you know, fraction of a millisecond, the thought enters her mind, I hope this guy just plows me over. I hope this is it. I don't have to deal with this pain or anything anymore. And then he swerves and hits the dog instead.
Her dog.
And the only thing that was giving her any pleasure in life.
Her last
such
companion.
A good dog. Yappy little shit. He terrorized her grandchildren, who she hates.
God, this dog would really take the burn off of my pussy condition.
Oh my God.
Christ.
Such a soft tongue.
Jesus wept. End it. End it.
All right, that is the end of this podcast.
Forever.
That is enough.
Yeah,
for today.
We're done. We're done.
some fucked up shit.
Oh god. Anyway, enjoy quick. Yourself. Stay frosty. Thanks very much, as usual, for listening, I guess. And hopefully this one will actually make it out onto the interwebs.
It'll make it.
Anyway.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.